Do you ever get frustrated reading through the gospel stories, these extended court proceedings that led to Jesus' crucifixion? Where's the justice? It's just a farce, right? It's just political theater. I mean, Caiaphas had already decided that Jesus would be crucified. Better that one man should die on behalf of the nation. And then there was Herod. He wanted to be entertained. Come on, Jesus. Don't you do miracles? Can't you perform one now for us here? And then there was Pilate. Unfortunately, Pilate had allowed one too many riots to occur in Jerusalem. He couldn't allow Jesus to live and take the risk of yet another one. And so he condemned Jesus to crucifixion. He gave his verdict. Now hold that in your mind and consider what was happening in heaven in this moment. What did it look like from the throne of God? God the Father, who abides in unapproachable light, the one who is high and exalted, around whom angels sing, holy, holy, holy. He looked on as his son was being crucified. And God, the Almighty Judge, had a verdict. And it was his judgment that mattered. It didn't really matter at all, at the end of the day, what Caiaphas and Herod and Pontius Pilate had to say. You might even say that their judgments were the parody of which God Almighty's verdict was the reality. So what did God say as Jesus died, hanging there between heaven and earth, giving his life as a payment for human sin, accomplishing our redemption, making satisfaction for our guilt? There he hung, suffering for us as our substitute. And then finally, Jesus exclaimed, "It is finished. The debt has been paid. Full atonement can it be?" And what did God say as Jesus fulfilled the demands of the law, the demands of divine holiness? What did God say? He said, "Yes, I receive this perfect sacrifice." How did God say it? He said it in an event that occurred in the temple. For when Jesus died, the text says, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. This 30-foot high partition that separated the most holy place from the outside world. It was 4 inches thick. Human hands could not tear this veil, but God, by supernatural power, tore it from top to bottom. And in doing so, God said, "Yes, I accept the perfect sacrifice of my son on behalf of humanity. No longer will it be the blood of bulls and goats with which people approach me. Now it is the perfect sacrifice of my son that makes the way." God did for us what we could never do for ourselves through the blood of his son, Jesus. My friends, have you trusted in Jesus as your Savior? Have you embraced him as the one who died on behalf of your sin? Because the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. That is what God calls us to do. To give up our pride, to give up our guilt, and to look to Jesus. And I can think of no better time in the year than a Good Friday service in which to do that. Lift our eyes and let us see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.